Let's get right to it. Dave Spano, president and CEO of Annex Wealth Management, jumps on right off the bat. Good morning, Dave. How are you this beautiful Monday?
I'm great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. What a beautiful day.
Indeed, yeah. So did you get to any of the RNC events last week or any of the convention?
Yeah, I was down there. You know, as you know, we have a office in the Pfister Hotel across from your beautiful place down there. And so we were camped there and had a lot of opportunity to talk to delegates, talk to politicians, to Tulsi Gabbard and, you know, Ted Kellner, chair of the host committee. So it was really a great event to be down there.
Very good. All right. So I wanted to have you on for many reasons this morning. I mean, what impact does President Biden have dropping out of the race? What is it like short-term and long-term implications for the economy and for our investments?
Well, there's the policy differences between the two are pretty dramatic. And so you have to say, you know, one policy first versus the next. What is that going to do for the economy? What is it going to do for sectors, for example? So you could just talk, you know, from the very top is, you know, the economy, you can compare and contrast. You're going to have to say that Vice President Harris, you know, that was the Biden economy as well. So she's certainly tied together with that versus what Trump had. And you can compare, for example, unemployment, inflation, the economic growth of the country, all of those things are going to come into play. And that is really going to be the conversation because, as you well know, economics and politics certainly are connected.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, you know, the truth is the economy's had some amazing moments and some big pitfalls under both Trump and Biden. So, you know, what could we expect? You know, we're going to fast forward here, but what could we expect under a second term from Trump in terms of taxes and interest rates and investor status?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you'll remember that he put in those tax cuts back when he was in as president, and they are expected to roll off because, you know, they had a term limit to them, and they're expected to roll off in 2026. However, if he wins again, I would expect that they get extended. By contrast, certainly the Democratic policy has certainly been not to have that happen, number one, and number two, actually to go the other way. There's a major discussion among economists about what would happen if the Democrats implemented their tax plan, which is to raise taxes, not to lower taxes. For example, they're talking about raising the capital gains tax all the way up to ordinary income. So, for example, depends on where you are for an economic tax bracket, but you sell your house, you could pay capital gains taxes on that, for example, but you sell a stock. That would be one. Number two, certainly they're talking about an unrealized gains tax, which I'm not sure is constitutional, but that is something they're talking about. In other words, if you have something in your portfolio and you haven't sold it, they want to attempt to tax that. Obviously, that doesn't exist today. And obviously, you could take that to the nth degree and say, for example, if you have a farm and, you know, you're working that farm and, you know, your grandfather paid X dollars for it and it's worth five times that right now, you would have to pay a tax on unrealized appreciation. So there's a lot to vet. There's no question that the tax policies between the D's and the R's are dramatically different. You talked about inflation. And so inflation, obviously, when Trump had it, when he left, it was under 2%. For a number of reasons, inflation skyrocketed. You know, you can say it was supply chain. It was COVID. It certainly was some of the American Rescue Plan, for example. All of that went into play, Jeff, to raise inflation spiking out at 9%. It certainly is headed in the right direction. I mean, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all, Jeff, if you see a Fed cut in the September because they're getting towards their federal mandate.
Yeah. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes after the break? Yeah. I do want to get your thoughts on what we can expect to hear from the Fed and Chairman Powell this week. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to the Monday Upswing. Dave Spano, president and CEO of Annex Wealth Management, joins us this morning for a couple more minutes. Dave, what can we expect to hear from the Fed this week?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see the Fed really make any moves this week. But, of course, they're meeting again in September, and it's a high expectation that they will lower interest rates perhaps by a quarter point in in September. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And you're going to hear a lot about inflation over the next 90 days. And, in fact, it's really important to us and our clients as well, because that is a basic input. You know, if you're at point A and want to get to point B, and we want to grow your portfolio and reduce your taxes, inflation is a big part of that. So we spend a lot of effort and time trying to figure that out. But both sides, you can argue, are going to have inflationary policies. So again, that puts Chairman Powell in a predicament again, because even if they cut rates, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have another flare-up no matter who wins in inflation around the quarter for many reasons. You know, you talk about tariffs. Are tariffs inflationary? You can talk about, you know, more spending. Is that inflationary? So on both sides, it's not clear sailing that inflation is going to get back to its target.
Yeah. In the next couple segments, we're going to talk about the technology outage from over the weekend. And what in terms of a investor lens, what should investors be aware of as it pertains to IT failures like Friday's CrowdStrike?
Yeah, it's really amazing. And of course, you talk about what that happens in the lack of efficiency. And it should be the basis of both parties move forward, is how do we get more efficient? Because if we want to grow ourselves out of $34 trillion in debt, we have to be more efficient. And that's going to be using technology, some AI as well. So there's no question that both sides are all in on becoming more efficient. How you get there and how you do that, obviously that's a point of debate. But you're going to have to say, do you use technology? Can you be more efficient? And how do you grow yourself out? For example, the Republican platform is certainly going to talk about the growth of GDP. No question about that, number one. And so are the Democrats. And number two is, how do you reduce the budget deficit? And those are conversations that are going to be had. Now, you can want to split that apart about technology. You can use technology for everywhere from in the office to energy. And for example, you're going to hear a lot about energy over the next 90 days. The Democrats are certainly going to push the EV policies, and the Republicans are going to talk about perhaps more drilling. And so there is going to be a very big departure. And, you know, maybe we cannot talk about people, and we can talk about policy. I'm a little bit of an optimist on that, but we haven't seen that quite yet. But that is really what the conversations that we're going to have over the next 90 days, an extraordinarily important election.
Very good. All right. Optimism. That's what we love here on The Upswing. Dave, have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Good. Thanks for having me on. See ya.
Thanks, Dave.